Hey everybody, and welcome to On Call with Justin, Jacko, and Danny. This episode is a continuation of sorts of our last episode. But Danny, what are you screaming there, Danny? What's that?
Gusto nyo bang yumaman?
Yumaman? Okay man. Ano, Jacko, gusto mo ba yumaman?
You know what? I think perfect yung title natin for this episode that you
open
probably could
minded
see.
Ka ba?
Open-minded ka ba? And you will know why we talked about this. It was unexpected, but you know what? We just opened the conversation and, you know, it's up to you to listen.
But on this episode, you will get some insight on the network marketing history of some of our hosts over here. Oh, you'll also get some good sales techniques and strategies from Jacko De Leon. What else? What else can they expect?
You will learn how to set an appointment.
Successfully.
And you will hear Danny make a proper sale.
Oh,
live when we recorded it.
On the show.
Close.
Yeah. A lot of invaluable information, guys. And it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun for us.
Uh-huh.
So with that, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you
Open-Minded
Kaba. Welcome to On Call with Justin,
Jacko,
and Danny.
Who's about to do the beatbox intro?
On Call
with Justin, Jacko, and Danny.
What a way to start an episode. Ha ha ha. Me so powerful. Ha ha ha. Danny likes to, you do a lot of like giant talk, actually. I think.
Do I?
Yeah, you're kind of fond of doing that. Like, me so hungry. Ha ha ha. Or something.
B5O fam. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
I think in New York? Englishman in New York.
That's from Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah.
Oh, did he literally say an Englishman?
Yeah, yeah.
He did.
I believe so.
B5O fam. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Okay, wait, hold on. For everybody who's tuned in, hi, how you guys doing? Welcome to our podcast. Today, we're doing something.
We have people listening.
Oh, yeah, of course. Dude, thousands. What are you talking about, Danny?
Millions.
Upon millions. So, if you're part of that group, congrats. It's a very popular group.
Sino ba yung guest natin tonight? Bakit ang daming listener natin tonight?
I mean, you know, someone great. Actually, people who are great.
Not just one.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Dude, plural. Pare, plural.
Grabe, star-studded.
Oh, hindi to singular, pare.
Power.
Plural. So, kapag ano, sumali sila sa network mo, pare, three heads na yun.
Ay, power.
Power.
Power. Barbecue, pare.
Barbecue? Wait lang. Oh, sige, okay. Danny, please expound. Please expound. Who are our guests?
Kasi kapag ano, kapag isa lang, mahirap, konti lang yung kikitain. Pero pag tatlo, pwedeng barbecue yung patagilid na.
Ah.
Yung mga networker dyan, alam nyo na yun.
Okay, gets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would go for just like
the traditional.
Up A and B. But that's me.
For those of you who don't know, like another fun fact about why we know this is there was a time nga that me and Justin went full on networking mode.
Yeah. Yeah, we literally were like, okay, dude, let's just do it. You know, we don't have enough time to do this. So let's go on a leave of absence.
Let's not diddle daddle.
Right? Focus tayo. And in 3 months, we'll be millionaires. Yeah. That was the goal.
That was the promise.
That was the goal. No, it wasn't the promise. Here's the thing about networking, okay? Is that like people make it look like it's so easy, but bro, it's a lifestyle. Like it's practically your whole day. Plus, after all the presentations and all that, you have yung mga centering pagkatapos, right?
Yeah, meeting after meeting, they called it mom.
Ma, yeah. Okay.
Ma'am pala, ma'am.
After meeting. Uh-oh.
Meeting after meeting.
Yes.
So there's like that whole big meeting where everyone's there listening to the presentation. Then there's a meeting. Then after that meeting, we go out to like 3 a.m.
What was the product that you guys were selling at this time?
The first company that we joined? Or
not just the first product.
We joined several.
No, the first one that you guys were selling. Yeah.
The first one. Well, the first one, we were doing basically load. Yeah.
Oh, talaga?
Yeah. Like,
mm-hmm. Okay. And then what was the weirdest one?
I think you played Justin.
The weirdest one? Oh my gosh. Yo. Yo. I literally, Danny and I were literally in a pyramid scheme and we didn't know it. Yeah. Like, we were suckers for it. It was an international pyramid scheme. It was called Zeekler, okay?
Zeekler Rewards, was it?
Zeekler Rewards or something. So my tito, who's very fond... We all have that tito who's very fond of networking companies, right?
That's a thing.
I think we're going to be that tito, Justin.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I've given up the life, man. Ayoko na. So anyway,
how many times have we said that?
Nah, dude. Nah, I'm done. Ayoko na. Because it's a whole lifestyle.
That's true.
And a lifestyle takes time, right? So yeah,
but
time.
But don't
I'm
get
not...
us wrong, like, don't think we're bashing on it, guys. Like, if there are listeners here that have made it their lifestyle, like, I've had this conversation with Justin several times. We wouldn't be the entrepreneurs we are today.
Yeah.
If we did not have network marketing as the foundation and the lessons we learned from that period in our life.
And you gotta look at it as sales. Like, network marketing is basically sales, right? So that is what you're doing. It's PR and sales.
Oh,
so the skill set that you are gaining from it is invaluable, to be honest.
Super. Like,
I mean, yes, it is a multi-level marketing pyramid, whatever you want to call it, Ponzi even, you know, like, there's a lot of things that go into it, but you gotta understand, a lot of the people that go into this, I don't know about you guys, which I'll ask right after, but a lot of people that I know who went into it is they're trying to, you know, make the easy buck. You know, they don't want to go the traditional route of, like, the usual 9-to-5 thing. So they're looking like, hey, how can I make my money work for me?
For
you guys, though, for you guys, like, what made you guys even go into it in
the
first?
Who wants to go first?
No, I'll say Danny, because Danny, it sounds like you got Justin into this.
No. Actually, though, surprisingly, we'll tell our networking.
Oh, go muna, go.
Begin. Pero I'll answer the question first. Pero we'll get into how we began together. But the reason I got into it really was, I was always someone who needed money. I had to hustle.
Correct.
I wasn't given the privilege that I should have been born into. So I kind of had to work for things in life.
That's a whole different story, by the way, for another episode.
That's too long. But anyway, the point there is, I just always looked for a way to make money. And networking gave me that opportunity. And don't get me wrong, you can make money and you can make fast money, but it's just not as easy as they make it seem. Yun lang. But everything they're saying is 110% possible. They're not selling you lies. The lie that they're selling lang is how easy it is.
Yeah.
Yun lang.
And I guess you gotta be careful then of, because I know a couple of quote unquote, you know, multi-level marketing kind of companies, and they do work. You know, they do work.
They do.
Because also the product that they're selling has to be something that people actually need. I think that it falls down to a lot of the kind of schemey ones, and the ones that become pyramid are products that, I mean, they started with, like, what, weight loss. It started with, like, mga ganong products. I know someone was selling soap and, like, belts at one point in high school. I was in high school when this whole thing started.
Oh, okay. All right. Sure.
Sounds like Natasha.
Mga Natasha, yeah.
Yeah,
first,
like,
squad,
like leather. Yeah. So you have a different, you know, you have different products, diba?
Yeah.
So you got to make sure that the product that's being sold is actually legit, because you are selling something to people.
And
it's something dapat that it's good. So there's a lot of things that go into it, diba? But for you naman, Justin, how did Danny convince you to do this thing?
Okay, we'll do that na.
Okay. So actually,
we know Danny's motivations for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, the first time I joined a networking company was because of my mom, and I was third year high school, and so I remember doing business presentations on the bus, like on a field trip, to like my seatmates or whatever. So I was part of First Quadrant and like Vita Plus. So we would sell mga dalandan, like miracle juices and stuff like that. But First Quadrant, like what you said, Jax, it was like you can get a whole line of things from like shoes and belts and t-shirts and all that. And completo. Yeah, back then, because like I've been making money for myself since I was a kid. Like when I was four to six, something like that, I was already in a commercial. Like my mom kind of set me on that path already. And like
a freelancer.
Something like that. Yeah. So when I was a kid, I got something like 8,000 pesos for that commercial that I did. And then with that, I bought this nice ass toy, like a big, nice toy. And I was like, whoa, look at me. I can make money for myself and buy myself toys. Like, this is awesome. Great. Awesome. So that kind of stayed with me, you know, my whole school life. I was like, okay, I can make money for myself and buy myself things that I want or need.
Right.
And so when my mom got me into it in third year, I was like, yeah, but I could make enough for my tuition technically. And just, just by getting, I mean, like my classmates, they probably don't have money, but their parents have money.
Yeah.
You know, present to the students and then, you know, get the parents in on it or something like that. But then in college, so Danny and I went to college together. When I found out that he was a networker also, I was like, okay, yeah, all
right. Actually, like, so we did, if you listen to the episode before this one, right, we kind of touched on how we met, right? That's how we met. But aside from also being both Christian, this is one of the things that really made us bond, you know?
Yeah. And so we were classmates. To be more specific, we weren't selling load. We were selling like loading businesses. And we were selling the potential to get rebates from these businesses. So for example, you pay 3,988 pesos. 3,988? 3,988? May 12 pesos ka pa pang ano?
Oh, you still remember this?
Bro, so for 3,988, right? What you get is, number one, you get an account. So you get money when you get people into the business.
Distributor account. You're paying 3,988 to be a distributor.
Yes. Okay. And then you get 20 loading kits, right? So 20 cards. They're called retailer cards, right? So you can...
So retailer naman. Yeah.
So you can sell that. How much is it? 250 pesos?
250? Actually,
yeah.
They didn't give us a standard retail price.
They did, bro. Danny sold it for double, pare. Nag 500 siya for one. And I was just like, dude, you're messing with the system. Anyway.
Okay, listen. Okay.
Oh, what?
Let me just... 500 my name.
Pesos for my name, one, okay. Pare.
For me, kasi, as an entrepreneur, listen to me, okay? This is what I believe in, right? Value is a perceived commodity, okay? And as long as you're able to make that perception what you say it is, and people are willing to give that amount for that perception, then it's free game.
Sure.
I mean, it is true to a certain degree, but this is also why... We have, you know, why there's regulation on it.
True.
Their perceived value is, it works for
relative
certain things.
Relative, diba?
But this is why we have scammers. Kaya ka natatawag na scammer, Danny.
Oh, man.
Unless you guys weren't informed about
what what I did was, I asked around and I found that some people were selling it for 700.
What?
Yeah.
250 to 700. Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
I was like, that's garapal. But if people are able to do that, it means it's possible.
Mm.
So I'm like, I'm going to sell it a little under that, but still, in my personal opinion, a fair price to pay for what you can make from it, you know.
Okay.
What I mean?
So again, to get back to it, so for 3,988, we got 20 retailer cards, right? So for example, Jaco, if I sold that retailer card to you, you would now have a loading business, right?
Correct.
So you could use that to load any of the networks, and for every time that you do that, I make 1-2% of commission off all of your sales. So for me, that's the only reason why I wanted that. I was like, all right.
That's how I got him.
So I was like, all right, okay, so I can think of 20 sari-sari stores, right? Sell my retail card to them for 250 pesos or even just give it to them so that they use it. Yeah. And then every month, I can make for myself a passive like 20,000 pesos. Not bad.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, especially like the Philippines, a lot of people use load, like load. So I was fine with that. Right. And so I brought my mom to the presentation, right? And in the presentation, you know, like there are these top dogs and they're like
bells and whistles.
Showing how many millions they're making, whatever it is.
The heartstrings are tugged. You know?
And so I was like, I just want one account so I can get my 20 retailer cards and I can have my happy family of sari-sari stores, right? That's all I want.
Yeah.
But my mom was like, she looked at me afterwards and she was like, Just, I think you can do this. I don't want you to get one account. I think you should go for 7 accounts. I was like, 7? Are you kidding? Like, you want this to be my life? I wanted this to be a passive part-time thing, you know?
Yeah.
But like,
make your money work for you, kind of.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
yung si tita is go hard, go home, si tita.
Oh, at least back then.
See, I would have expected your mom to be more like, Just, you do know this is a multi-marketing pyramid scheme.
No,
they're like, no, go for 7.
I think because tita also made money from the ones she did before.
Is this the ones na may upline, downline na rin?
Yeah. For sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it works that way pa rin.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So it was called V-Mobile. I think it's still around. It's
Power!
Load Extreme. It's still around, actually.
Yeah, it's still around.
It's still around. It's just called Load Extreme. It's what it used to be called. Yeah. But I'm sure I speak on behalf of Danny also, Jax, when I say that we actually believe in the model. And we believe that as long as it's really registered and people know what they're getting into, then fine. It'll be a good training, good experience for someone. And
no doubt.
I agree that we would not be the entrepreneurs we are today had we not 100%. Gone through like that training and seeing all that. So with my mom, when my mom said go for 7, I mean, she knew the life na, she understood. So the question is, do I want that life for myself? Yeah, sure, you can make millions of pesos a month. But do you want to put in that kind of work that these guys are putting in also, right? Mm-hmm. And for me, that was always the issue. And I was just like, nakapagod pare. Parang ayoko, pare.
Like for me naman, like to clarify then, I was never the type to want to join, to be honest. Like, because I already knew all of the negative connotations that I hear from everyone na parang
correct
yon. So yeah. I just never really wanted to join. The reason why this particular company got me was the main reason why I never joined anything before was it was something I would never do myself. Does that make sense? Like,
that makes sense.
I wouldn't sell soap. I wouldn't sell.
You don't
belts.
Do soap?
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't sell it. I wouldn't sell it. Like, because these companies, when they sell these products, all right, they sell it at a premium. So, like, what is soap? Just an example, soap, diba? You go to a sari-sari store, you buy a safeguard for how much? What, 15, 20 pesos, right? It does the exact same thing that a soap does, right? But if you buy it from this company, they have ginkgo biloba and all of this, like papaya and ganito ganyan. It's like becomes super soap, right?
Super soap.
So they sell it for what? 100 pesos a bar? So parang in my head, I'm not gonna pay a premium for something I can get which is more or less the same purpose from a sari-sari store. But when I heard of this company, I'm like, okay, it is something I can get from a sari-sari store, sure. But they're giving it to me at a price I can mark up.
And are you allowed to do that though?
Like,
because
they are in direct contact with the loading companies like
correct.
Sun, Smart, and Globe, right? So they're in negotiations with them. So we get it at a distributor price to sell at a markup. It's not a different product. It's exactly what is in the market. It's exactly the same product.
Yeah.
Sold in the market.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We are given an unique opportunity to sell it cheaper and make money from it. Okay, so that one delineation was the single factor that convinced me to be like, I'm in.
Yeah. Okay, we're looking at two people here that have different motivations. Danny more because it was, in a way, I mean, we could say a necessity. You know, you needed to hustle, you needed to do something. Justin, because he needed, you know, he wanted to have passive income so that, you know, he could, you know, buy a toy, whatever it is. Like, it's just smart business to create passive income naman talaga, whether it's an investment or whatever.
Although in college, and I forgot to say this last time actually, because we did touch on this, but one of the biggest compliments I can give Danny is that he was the one who first challenged and inspired me to pay for my own tuition. And so that's why I thought, that's why we went, you know, networking mode. We're like, let's just do it. Let's just make the money we need para tapos na yung, ano, yung problema natin situation.
And we can rest.
And then we can just, you know, we can just be like normal students who don't have to worry about, you know.
Because what many people don't know about me and Justin is we weren't normal students.
No.
We were not. Like,
we're working students.
Even in the guesting that we had, diba? Like, Justin skin tone screams
screams privilege or something. That's what I was looks can really, be deceiving, man. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's really a misconception because like even my mom told me one time, she's like, Dan, kawawa ka talaga. Mukha ka lang mayaman. You know, like behind the scenes, me and Justin, also what really made us close is we hustle. Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I appreciate from you guys, actually, is because when I met Justin, obviously, that's the first thing that came to mind, diba? Like, oh, boy aircon to, batang aircon to.
Oh, yeah, laking aircon.
I mean, because, I mean, to be fair, for people who are, like, you know, put them under the category of, like, hustlers, diba? Like, you hustled your way through stuff. You guys are pretty damn konyo, diba? Like, for a hustling. So, I mean,
that's
to me...
True. That's true.
To me, I'm like, ooh, my friends. You know,
I know. But you know, it's funny because, okay, we all went to private schools, right? So let's talk about that, I guess, population, right?
Correct.
In any private school, you will find a mix. You'll find the scholars who maybe English isn't their first language, but you'll also find the rich kids. Yeah. But you'll also find the middle class. Who are just making
right smack,
right
smack in the middle. Correct.
Yeah.
But they're privileged to be part of that university or that institution.
But not, you know, not obviously in the same socioeconomic class as the rich kids in the school, quote unquote.
Exactly.
If you're listening right now, like, yeah, I mean, I can attest to the hustle of these guys that are here with me. And I know the backstory as I, you know, as I move along with them in life, right? Like, there's a lot of interesting things about both Danny, again, to reiterate, Danny put himself through college with a pasta store or a, you know, an Italian pasta store that he, what it is, a stall that he
had a food stall.
Yeah. And Justin, like, I was super shocked, not much shocked, but I was like, I remember we were talking about something one time and I was like, oh wow, you're really spending on a lot of things. I would think off the bat, again, because of the whole konyo thing, like, you know, it was a misconception of mine that Justin is like super, you know, he's well off, he has everything, but you know what, he really hustled and worked his way to where he is now.
That's also I feel like me and Justin have that mutual respect then. Correct. I feel like we are both from a clan that sounds
a clan. Oh yeah, I know.
A clan. No, I also am from a clan.
Yeah. Oh, talaga?
I am from a clan. No, but then like yung ako half English, diba? And my surname is pretty like, you know, rich kid.
Technically it's Monahan.
Yeah, it's Monahan.
Yeah.
That's how you pronounce it. But then Justin, it's Carino. Like,
yeah.
Diba? Like, these surnames are like, of course, your surname, Jaco, is like already like embedded in the walls of history. But these names are like, you'd think they're rich.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially because, like, you know, you mentioned the Carino thing, right? And like, so there is this misconception that like, basta political family mayaman. Because you're going to think that like, all political families have to be corrupt. Not necessarily, right? Look at me. Look at me. I wouldn't have had to work for, you know, let my life be a testament to that, no? If I didn't have, I had to work to go to school, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah.
Did you guys ever have to ask the line, open-minded ka ba sa business? Is that an actual thing?
It's a thing, but I never...
Wait, you had to do it, Danny?
No,
you did.
It's not that I had to. It's just the way I was trained.
No, I know, but is that the line that is actually taught?
It's in the presentation.
It's not taught. It's just, you know how monkey see, monkey do?
Yeah,
you know how, like,
correct.
That's what you pick up.
Yes,
it's taught. You have a mentor. You have a mentor and you pick up their mannerisms.
Yeah.
And then you kind of make your own.
Yeah.
And then that's what you teach to the people under you. And it's just one of those things that was passed down from high up. And then you just embody, you know.
Man.
But, you know, I have so much respect for hustlers, to be honest. Like, I mean, I watch a lot of Gary Vaynerchuk. But even, like, I would say I'm pretty, you know, I'm pretty privileged in that sense in a lot of things, in a lot of ways. I mean, I grew up, obviously, my dad's my dad, right? But ako naman, I saw it from him. You know, like, that's why I have a different... My dad wasn't, you know, him when he started. He didn't start off like that. He was a guy from Sampaloc who, you know, medyo... He would even give these stories. And it would be nice to have him on the show someday about it.
But
he would tell me these stories, like... He wasn't a rich kid, but medyo mistusuhin siya. But what he would do is he would put... I forget what you call it, but he put something on his cheeks para it would make him more...
like rosy?
Yeah, rosy. And then he would gate crash like Ateneo parties.
Oh,
you know, so he would do stuff like that. I mean, that's only him, right? And then he worked at a tissue paper, what do you call it? Like a factory, right?
Wow.
And my favorite story about that was that the first day he saw a guy with missing a finger. And then he was like, oh, okay, that's fine. The next day, he saw a guy missing an arm.
Oh,
and then the day after that, he's like, he bounced around. He did the most odd jobs ever. But you know what? What's great about that story about my dad is that I saw him in the process of success. Not yet, you know, I was born right around the time that they were really, you know, starting out, right? So I could see that, you know, we were living in a small apartment, you know, but he was already gaining some fame that time. But then I've also heard the stories. And that's why when I hear his story and it's like, you know, some guy from Sampaloc, and then he was lucky. He was lucky. Some guy wrote his best, one of his good friends wrote his name at an audition for a radio station.
Ah.
And he didn't know. Some guy just put his name. He was like, oh, Joey De Leon. And then he memorized, it'll be better if he tells the story next time.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But you know, long story short, like, he was lucky to get that spot.
Right.
But prior to that, he was doing all the odd jobs that's the thing. Overnight success doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
Parang it takes years to build character. It takes years to build skill. And your experience in this whole networking world, pretty much as you guys said, you know, made you who you guys are now.
Yeah,
and that's why I have so much respect if you get better at it. There are people that get stuck at certain things and never really move forward, right? There are people that are satisfied with the 20K a month that they're going to get. And some people need that and they're okay. You know, so I guess it boils down to motivation and like what you want out of it. And would you ever do that again? Like Justin already blatantly just said no.
No.
Danny.
Like again, the reason why I said yes was because it was, I call it the three P's of network marketing. And I coined this myself, right? It's all these are the questions I always ask before if I'm presented an opportunity with network marketing, whether or not I will or will not. Product, price, and presence. Product, price, and presence. Always those three things. Is the product something that I would use? Is it something that I already buy?
Correct.
Is it something that I can mark up on and they're giving me an opportunity to get it at a cheaper cost? You know, the product has to be something I can sell because I believe in it, you know? So price, I already said, like it has to be a reasonable cost.
Yeah.
And I should have a reasonable amount of markup if I'm going to put effort into it.
Sure.
Right? And then presence is a double-edged sword when it comes to network marketing. If it's too new, the good thing about being new is like, yes, marami pang walang nakakaalam, so I can still spread my network, right?
Correct.
But it's also, mamaya, magsarayan after a week.
Yeah.
You know, like, di mo alam, di ba?
Yeah.
Mamaya, di pala stable to, di ba? And then the other side of it is, if it's an old company, Justin's laughing his head off. Anyway, so if it's an old company naman, double-edged then. Okay, yan. Ibig sabihin, established. Like, some of these networking companies, they transition into what you call uni-level companies like Avon, Natasha, you know, which have stood the test of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they reach that level, then great. But if it's also old, that means everyone's already a member.
The field is already kind of full.
Yeah.
Saturated.
Kumbaga, na-harvest na yung crop, diba? Mm. So those are the three things. So if those three things are check, 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 I don't see why not, to be honest.
You should put a T there, time. Do you have the time for it?
Ayun din. Oo, diba? And it's seasonal eh. We have priorities in our lives.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
And we have things na we find our purpose and our purpose is constantly changing. And
correct.
And when we follow that purpose, that's what we should be doing with our time, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes there is a talk that I do where I talk about distractions and opportunities. I won't go into it now, but basically that tidbit is there are things that you have to identify as an opportunity and things that you have to identify as distraction. So,
yeah.
Yun.
Okay,
that's interesting, no? I'm you know, again, I have much respect for a lot of people who do this. In a way, I'm a hustler in my own right. I mean, I'm a producer. Again, I sell an idea, right? Like I sell a YouTube video and I tell you what the value, the perceived value is.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, influencers in general are doing the same, right? Like, that's a big topic right now. Mm. Influencers are basically following the same format. Like, oh, you know what? I have 100,000 subscribers or 100,000 followers. I should be worth this much.
Yeah.
Right. And this is why, you know, there's also a need for regulation, because there are people that overperceive their value and there are people that underperceive their value. So yeah, in my field, or at least in the field that I'm in, there is that all that thing. So I have a respect for people who could sell properly because that's a skill. If you could sell, that's a skill. And I love selling. I love the PR. I love talking to people.
Same.
Yeah, the open-minded, that's not even what I want. I want the interaction. Right? Like, for me, if I were to do that, you know, it's really the interaction and the art of selling. Eh?
Right.
The art.
I get kilig from it, to be honest. Diba?
Yun, exactly. It's not... Okay. One no-no is, you know, you don't do it to... manlalamang ka with other people. You don't do it for that, obviously. Yeah. But yes, there is a kilig that...
Well, I don't know, when you close that deal.
When you close the deal.
And you walk out the door and you just close the deal and you're just like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boss move, yeah.
I close that, you know? Like, Justin closed this really huge deal from that network marketing. And then he just called me and he was like, yeah, I got this deal. He was so chill. And then I was like, oh, so how many heads? How many was it?
It's like 27.
27 heads, one account. He said it so nonchalant. Yeah, 27. Yeah. I'm like, what? Are you freaking crazy? How the hell did you do that?
Because in a way, and I know, Danny, you did insurance as a product then.
Also,
but,
yeah.
But insurance is, you know, people who sell insurance is the same thing. It's just the product. It differs in the product. Eh.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Because the product, two things that differ that I could see, at least from my standpoint. It's the product and the company behind who's selling, the company who's hiring.
Are they legit?
Because then, are they legit? Are they sketchy? So I don't discourage people from going into these things because, yes, you could make a lot of money from it.
Mm.
I mean, hands down, you can make a living out of this, right?
Yeah. Right. Just do your research.
Just do your research. Yeah. That's my thing. Can you guys sell me one of these products? Like, I love listening to these things.
Bro.
You know what I do? Because I love to see how good the sales.
Patay.
Like one of my favorite things
man,
to do.
Don't get me started.
No. Ano lang, like brief. Okay, we do a lot of improv prior to the show. If you guys don't
know.
But okay, put it this way. You know what I love doing? I love going to stores and pretending I'm gonna buy something. Because I want them to convince me that it's...
You wanna hear the pitch. Yeah.
I wanna hear the pitch. Rush, yeah. I meet with a lot of insurance people. I meet a lot with... Because I just love hearing people sell me something.
I have unique pitch. Actually, for anything I sell, I have a pitch for the product talaga.
Correct.
Right?
So give me a product. Doesn't have to exist. I just want to hear what your spiel is.
Insurance na lang. So for...
Insurance. Yeah.
So for those of you like who are listening to this podcast and you're probably in an insurance company, right? This is the pitch that I use. And you could maybe learn from this, incorporate it yourself. It's something I kind of made through the years of doing it. And I realized it's not really selling anymore. It's like just making the person understand why it's important.
Correct.
And when that happens, your focus is no longer the money or the commission you're going to get from the sale, but the help that you're about to give them that they don't realize that they need, you know?
Correct.
And when you change that focus, they'll be, short of another word, stupid not to buy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And let me add to that. I've bought a lot of insurance in my day, and not because I love hearing the insurance part, but because it's one of those products that has an actual value to the person.
True,
so once,
true, true.
Or maybe I was sales pitched into it, but but I end up buying if I really believe in the product and what's being sold.
Right.
And insurance, lalo na from something that's you need it. You need it. I mean, I've heard every kind of pitch for this.
Yeah.
But Danny, take it away. Okay, you're trying to sell me insurance. Go.
So it doesn't matter what company you're from, right?
No. Just insurance in general. The general pitch.
Obviously, I'm biased because
I know. Yeah. Well, you can mention it. I don't mind. Dude, yeah.
It's
in your background most of the time.
I'm just with the number one company lang naman.
Who's?
No, I won't mention it na kasi I want it to be neutral, diba? I want my example to add value to anyone who's doing selling and anyone who's selling insurance in particular. What I'm about to share you really closed me a lot of sales.
Sell it to Jacko. He wants the pitch, bro.
I want the pitch. I've heard every kind of insurance pitch. So I want to see how you do it.
So usually, so I have the hardest part of a sales funnel is setting up an appointment, right?
Yeah.
So I'll skip that unless you want to know how I do that. But I'll skip that and let's say I already have an appointment with you, Jacko. And
we're already in a coffee shop.
Okay, so it's a coffee
shop. It's always a coffee shop.
Yeah, so I love doing coffee shops. It's funny that you mentioned coffee.
What? Okay. Before we get into it, I always try to understand that. Because a lot of the people that sell me stuff are friends, you know, family. You know, it's usually someone you know. It's not going to be a random person, lalo na insurance. Because there's also that thing that, hey, you know, I know you need it, right? So, yeah. Like, why a coffee shop? Is there a logic to that? Is that something that's taught? Well, or no, okay. Not really.
So for this particular pitch that I'm about to share, the coffee shop is the best place to do it. And you'll understand why.
Okay, go.
Get onto it. So I don't know if I did this too.
Yeah, I got it. That's why, like, when, yeah, yeah. That's why when Jacko said coffee shop, I was like, here it goes.
Yeah. See, that's also there a testament is. To how long I've been using this particular one, because it's genuinely effective and it makes sense. So basically, I'm in a coffee shop with you, Jacko, right? And I go like, see, insurance is like coffee. Yeah, and that's the line. That's the opening line. So
that, at least it's different. Okay.
So insurance is like coffee. So I probably would have treated you to coffee, right? I would have asked you, I would have been like, so Jacko, how do you like your coffee ba?
Mm. You want me to answer? Okay.
Yeah, no, legit.
Well, currently, I like it black.
So you like it black. No sugar?
No sugar, no milk.
No nothing.
Black. Yeah.
So do you like it hot, cold?
Oh, well, I like it hot. Before, like it hot? I couldn't stand hot coffee because I always burn my tongue.
Right. So you like it why. Hot now?
Now I don't mind it hot. Yeah, I like it hot.
So your preference changed then?
Correct.
How long was it before it became hot from cold?
Years then. Because my whole life, I didn't like hot coffee. I always burned my mouth.
Right.
So, and then iced coffee, iced black coffee, and then I did IF, and then you have, what do you call that? Cold brew became a thing. And I was one of the first people, I would say, that was drinking cold brew. Because I saw it in the States. But,
yeah.
So like I was doing cold brew. Like there's not a lot of it. And then Starbucks had it eventually. And then, you know, as you age, you just need to have
your preference changes, right?
Like, yeah, correct.
It's not always going to be the same. Your needs also change as you grow older, diba?
Correct, yeah.
So just the same way, like, that's exactly insurance. And just like we're having a conversation, I wouldn't know that you like the black unless I asked you.
Correct.
And that's the problem. Not many people ask you what you need. They just force it down your throat. What most insurance companies had to say do is they say, here's what you need, sign here on the dotted line, and it's good for you.
Mm.
They never go like, what is it do you need?
Yeah.
What is it that you want? And then that's what I try to do. I try to listen first. Okay, you like it black, no sugar, no cream. You prefer hot. You used to prefer cold. Got it. I take the facts, go back to my office, write up a policy. In short, I make you that cup of coffee, bring it back, give it to you. How does this taste?
Correct. Yeah, let's say I like it.
We're good. Let's sign. You want to try put a little sugar on it? Because I can. Let me know. I'll make it perfect to your taste. And if you like it, only then do we do it.
All right.
Diba?
Yeah.
And when you give the freedom of choice to your client, which I really do, like all of my clients know this, I give them the option to change kahit limang beses pa tayo mag-meeting. Okay lang, gusto ko masaya ka. When you sign on that paper, I want you to be super happy with it.
Yeah.
Because it's a plan. Insurance is a plan. It's a lifetime, some of them lifetime commitments, 10 to a lifetime commitment. You'd want the client to know, number one, what they're getting themselves into and not back out midway because they already understand fully why they did it.
Correct. Now let's go to the actual selling of the insurance. Let's say I'm someone who doesn't have it. And abridged version of it, abridged. Let's say you had 5 minutes, right? You had 5 minutes. The guy had to leave. What is your main... There's a lot. So if you've ever heard an insurance pitch before, there's a lot. You know, there's the... Obviously, you need savings. There's that. I love the fact that you mentioned everyone has a different thing, right? Like, and it varies, changes over time. What do you need? So anyone doing sales, That is the most important thing that you should ask anyone. Because you're selling them a product. You're not shoving it down their throats. You should, you don't want to sell them a product. You want them to buy a product. So you're my main sales thing is always like, present the problem. Like for me, so then we'll go to you. I always present the problem, and then obviously you are the solution. For me, because I don't want to shove it down their throats, but I do it differently. Instead of asking them what they want, I make them need it. So I'm like, here's the problem, right? and this is not, you're not scamming people. Okay? You're
doing abrazo pala si Jack.
You know, you need the sale.
Siko.
So ako, it's more like
from a foul eh.
Magulang parang, pa
siya. Ano, okay, yung ako, it's always like present the problem, because parang what you said, diba? You saw the facts. You get the facts, which is the number one thing you should do. Yeah. And then the number two thing is, okay, how will they buy this product? Why? Diba? Because if you do offer something, the problem with that kind of style is you will go back and forth with something. Right. I want them to buy now. I want to close the deal and get out of there. That's my thing. Well, at least when I used to do sales, but for something else, but not that kind of marketing, but sales. So, parang to close the deal, I'm always like,
how do you do it, Jaco?
Yeah. So me, I present the problem. So, for example, insurance. So let's say I'm selling insurance. I don't sell insurance, but let's say it's that. I would be like, look, okay, if you put it in the bank, it only makes this much of interest. So I start with those. You see what they need then. So basically, it's the same. Pero sa akin, you need to show them why they need to get it now.
The why. Kasi if,
yeah, the why kagad. Like, okay, do you want to, because you know the facts na eh. Do you want them to take the problem is, kunwari, they don't have enough savings. You need savings. Then you give them the usual 50-30-20 kind of pie. And then, you know the 50-30 pie. So basically, the idea is you need 20% worth of your savings.
Income, yeah.
That nasa yo lang. And then the 30 is like, I think 50 is usually what you use, what you spend on, you know, the normal stuff. 30 is, I forget what 30 is, but besides 50, 30, 20, that pie. That's one of the best things to present, because when they do the math, they realize, oh no, the problem is I don't have the 20%. I don't have this.
You're spending everything on everything else.
Correct. And then after that, you let them slowly, for me at least, like, you've hooked them na. You know they know they're lacking something. Whatever it is you're selling, you know they know they want to buy it.
Right.
But then you na yun bawi ka no siko mo. Diba? Now you're like, now you're gonna be like, but you know, you don't have to do it. Then you kinda ease up. you kinda like look, like you know.
And then this psychology is psychology,
si correct. This is where your empathy rent for the person comes out, diba? Like, look, I know it might not be that much, but you know what? We have this. Then you bring out your
solution.
Like, look, we have a package. Usually, most people kasi get 60.
Emotional seller si Jaco.
Yeah. Part of the pitch, diba?
He'll bring you here, then he'll move you there, and then...
Yeah.
Don't worry, I have this.
Parang ano, whenever you're gonna sell, you have to not think of the biggest thing you're gonna sell. Kasi parang a lot of people do that eh. And the mistake is,
biggest
they try
commission
to,
kasi.
The biggest commission. And sa akin, it's not that eh. You have to earn trust.
That's
so that means you have to give them value. Yeah, okay. Sabihin mo nang, talagang mabrasuin ko yung way ko through it. But I want to give them value so I could sell them more after, or sell more to their friends and family and all that, right?
Right.
So for example, normally with insurance, they want to sell you the biggest freaking package you could get, right?
Yeah.
They'll give you the biggest one. I usually would sell them the lowest one. If I were selling insurance, I would sell them the lowest one and be like, hey, I know you can't afford this, but if you can do this much, you know, per month, it's nothing. Diba? You won't even notice it. And then they're like, ay, oo nga, no? Like, I'm only spending that much because I know they need it. I know they'll get something.
At least
then,
you got them to have it na.
No, because now you're playing them on a string na in that sense. Diba? Now you know you can gauge na. That's when you bring in
the big
knowledge. You bring in facts.
Okay.
Now you bring in facts. Now you're like, okay, you know what? Let's say 30K, 60K, 100K, right? You want them to buy a package that's big enough so that your commission is big enough. You don't wanna undersell din naman na you don't get commission, because this is the job, right? That's the job. So whenever I sell anything in that sense, you have to have a goal.
Yeah.
You have to have what is the amount that I know that I want them to be in. So I call it the anchor. You have to anchor a price. Whether you're negotiating contracts or you're negotiating, you know, I don't know, the insurance policies, diba? Parang you have to have an anchor. You anchor a price. So, kunwari, my price is usually I'll anchor something in between, and then I'll be like, but, you know, then you offer the emotional thing, na, hey, you know what, I know, you know, but if you do this lower one, okay na rin yan, that's good enough. But, you know...
notes na si Justin. Oh,
okay. Yeah, no, but... it's called an anchor. So, yeah. So you anchor... The price anchor kasi... In insurance kasi it's one-sided in a way. It's one-sided because you're offering everything, di ba? In a negotiating table, when you're negotiating...
You know what's so funny? Price, like, yeah. You're explaining this right now.
Yeah.
I was literally... Because I did mention I'm gonna have a meeting tomorrow.
Manage.
Right?
Yeah, you're gonna manage someone, yeah.
I literally have an anchor in my head. And I was thinking, this is the anchor, but correct. I'm gonna do this. And then exactly that, what you're explaining.
No, that's what it is. So whatever you're selling, okay, you wanna win, right? You wanna win. But also, whoever you're selling to, you don't want them to lose. Then you're a scammer. You don't do that. You're a scammer, okay? You're not, you don't want to scam.
Excuse me.
27 people, 27 heads in one account. Just kidding.
What? It was a corporate. It was called a corporate account.
Correct. That's smart, then. Use your network. When you're selling, you use your network. So anyway, going back. With insurance, kasi, you don't have much movement because the policies are usually 30, 60, 100, or how much money could go after that. Remember, the idea is the bigger money you could get is you could sell a lot. Mm. But most of the people that you're going to meet are people that you know don't have that much money to put. Yep. So you give them the idea na, hey, if you put 2,000 of your money every month or 5,000 of your money every month, and then you show them the paperwork. No one, to be honest, that to a lot of people who are selling insurance, all those numbers really fly over people's heads. That no one, like, I usually just look at it and go like,
well, yeah, unless they're a numbers guy. There are people.
Unless,
there aren't many people who are. Not a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So you the emotional selling and all that is really crucial for that kind of selling. So going back to it, I would usually, if I were doing that, I would sell, I want them to get a 60K a year. You know, you want to even break it biannually or whatever, right? Or every month, whatever they can do. Kasi you're helping them out, eh, diba? You know they need this insurance. They don't know it yet. So the first thing is really getting them to know that they need it. Kasi that's the problem. And the problem is, you didn't know all your life you didn't need it. Now you do. So okay ka na. You've sold the idea. Now you're giving them like, okay, how much money can I get out of this guy in that sense, diba? But not to exploit it. Yeah. Because I know their socioeconomic status. It says it. I just need them to need insurance, right? So I would present the lower one. But then I would say like, hey, but the bigger one, this one, I know you could do. Uh-huh. And this is the savings you're going to get. Uh-huh. And the value of insurance in general is, it's forced savings. Eh. So this one's actual sell. Parang, this is forced savings. Parang, we say we save, but we don't. Because we touch it. Eh. We end up buying whatever it is that we're going to need. When it comes to savings, this is money. And most insurance companies have great policies na now, I have to say. Na getting this policy is like putting money in a bank, pero it's, you're earning enough money na by the time you're 50 and you don't even know it, you have like, I don't know, 3-4 million pesos that you didn't, you know. So you have to give them the value. And if they get it, that's it. Going to a negotiating table, it's fun. Kasi yun, then you have the perceived value. Then you're... Right. It's literally, you have your cards, they have their cards. Yeah. You're trying to bluff. Either you're trying to bluff or you're trying to hustle your way through it. Diba? You're trying to really, you know your cards are good. So when your cards are bad, then you want to obviously bluff, right? But if your cards are good, then you know you want to bull. You want to be, not bully, okay? The term is bull. You want to be
throw your weight around.
Yeah, because you want to win it, but you want to win, but... Again, in any deal, and it's a deal. So any deal, it has to be beneficial. Yeah, it has to have
parties value.
Yeah. Yeah. But syempre, if you get more for you, good for you. Yeah. So that's how you win, right? So in a negotiating table, you have an anchor. So usually the anchor price, if you let them give the anchor price, and sometimes I allow them to, you have no choice but to move, you know, 10-20%. Well, you have no choice. But if you give the anchor price, and they go to, normally what they would do is negotiate to half, 50%.
Wow. Of the anchor price?
Yeah, because they know, but you're dumb if you take that, diba? Obviously, you'll go end up midway. So you have to do the math in your head. Now, your anchor price should be the last thing that you're going to mention. So your real anchor price. Eh?
Wow, so, I'm learning, Jaco.
No, the first anchor price is really... So that the numbers don't go far. So if you're you know, reeling in a fish, diba, you throw the line in and you wait for it to, when you get the hit, it can't move that far, right? So you're moving around that. Anyway, I don't even know why I gave that analogy, but in my head, kasi I see things visually, so it's very
different. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally so, get it.
So, ako rin. Okay, okay. Para, kasi sorry, my brain, and these guys know my brain work.
It's kind of like si Jacko. Let's go.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
go.
I'm getting it. Let's go.
Yeah,
feed us.
And we're recording at like really late at night, and usually I'm super chill, but I love sales talk.
I love.
Me too. Me too.
Okay. So kunwari we're negotiating. Danny is a beatboxer, and we're negotiating, you know, a contract, whatever. So what I would do is I would do a perceived value. Muna. That's my first anchor. This is what I think we're worth, and ganyan. I usually add the line, but you know, I don't want them to go away. If what you don't want is you give a price and masyadong mahal, ayoko na.
Yeah.
You don't want them to go away. So I usually say like, hey, if you have questions and concerns, let us know. So you're not saying like we're amendable to change. We're just saying like, hey, this is what we normally give. But if you do have concerns about it, let me know so we can adjust accordingly. And that's like any email I've ever done. And I'm not trying to like bull my way through it or hustle my way through it. It's just because I don't want the person to leave because of the perceived value that I think you're worth or I think something's worth.
Right.
Because that's what I think it's worth. Eh? Like, what do you think? Diba? Like, yeah. So I'm going to be like, this is my perceived value.
Right.
And then they're going to be like, normally, and most clients will go halfway. So they're going to go like, yeah, but we only have this budget.
Mm.
Now you have the option, okay? If the negotiated cost is your anchor, buy na. Go na. Locked in na. Done na. Just go like, you know what? I'm good with that. You know, maybe next time we could get it higher. Then you try to get a future deal. But if the anchor is way lower than your anchor, then you got to bring it up. Diba? So now...
How do you bring it up?
So you could do it two ways. So you can up value, which is you're adding value to yourself or whatever, right? So if you're someone like Justin or you, who's a talent, diba? You could be like, hey, you know what? Can we up value it to this price? We'll just add this and that.
We'll throw in this,
right? Parang the best salespeople are usually the ones at the malls and trying to sell. I always end up listening to them. I never buy anything, but they always add value, diba? Like
super picon sila sayo for sure.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
If they're the best salespeople, then how come they don't close your sale?
No, they close someone else's sale.
No,
for
but
sure.
You.
I love because usually the product they're selling is something I don't need. But they're so good. Okay, there's this guy in the early 90s.
Jax, eh?
No, kasi kunwari, there's a guy in the 90s who wears amazing whatever. He wears a sweatshirt. And his show is parang Oprah, but it's always selling something. And I saw someone post about it. And sa kanya, he had the guys who were doing finger math or like math with your head or speed reading. And he would sell something every day. And I would watch that show on like the sales, whatever channel it was back in the day. It was just puro infomercials.
Bro, that was my favorite.
That one.
Alphanetics,
you know that one.
And mathematics.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. We bought the speed reading thing. Yeah.
No, and those are the best salespeople because what they do is they give you, okay, this is the value of it, but they up value all the time. They're like, okay, you know what?
Not one, not two.
Yeah. But then it's always like, if you buy now, you get a discount or you do this. So that's up valuing it.
You're 20 minutes.
And that's normally, more often than not, the way you're going to close a deal. For something that you know you...
urgency.
Not just that, but kasi we talk about perceived value, diba?
Yeah.
Because you know what the actual value is and everything else is a perceived value.
Yeah.
Then you can throw in other stuff. And if you go to any market, diba, they're going to be like, oh, you know, I'll lower it. Usually lower it. Diba? I'll lower the cost. Then you're just lowering your markup. Eh. Sa akin, I would rather up value. I'd rather throw in things that I know are easy to do. Diba? Like, if you're an influencer and you're throwing in, I don't know. I don't know why people have a menu. I hate menu style influencers. Not I hate them. I hate the idea of it. I hate the idea that they menu style because it's not really standard. Again, it's art. So it's a perceived value based on a lot of things. And also, I hate people who overvalue things that are not there. Then I hate lowballers. Sa akin, you know, you were playing around and the little things that you could get is extra. Pero yeah, I'm more of an anchor guy. I love the idea of anchoring. I read it somewhere and then ever since, I think it's an art of negotiation. So it's not necessarily a business thing. It could be anything. But you want your goal to be within, you know, plus or minus something of your thing.
Okay,
let me just reiterate this, okay? Like, when you're selling something, both of you have to have value. You never scam another person. You want to have a sale. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
It should always be a win-win.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. You're not a good salesman if you could scam someone. You're not. You're a good salesman if the person that you're selling something to or giving a product or giving value to wins.
Yeah.
And that's the best kind of salesman, is that you could provide value and then you're friends for a long time and then you network and then you're, you know, they give you more clients, they give you more, whether it's for product or whether it, you're trying to book a deal. As let's say Justin is a great host, right? If you could book him at a great price that's beneficial on both ends, then one, Justin would always want to work with you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the client, you know, and you know this, Just, like the client would always get you again and again because you know for a fact that your product works, like you could host properly, right? Mm. There are people that oversell their brand and then when you get it, is not good, right? Mm. And they never work again. You never work with them again. Fine. But maybe to you, you're like, oh yeah, but I got paid this much. But hindi, you ruined your brand with that sale.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. So, you know, I hate lowballing and, you know,
you want
always
both parties to walk away from the table happy.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. That's the goal.
Just bring it back to like, well, insurance, because that's the premise I come from, right? When I find the anchor, I guess this is what I wanted to say, like how I find the anchor is sales for me, kasi is more of listening, less talking.
Mm.
Like it's really listening. And when you get that information, you just regurgitate it back in a way that makes sense to them. So when it comes to the price, and you were saying kasi kanina, Jaco, like you want to give them the lowest, And then trying to give them the option to upsell and add the value as to why they should upsell, right?
Correct.
Or upgrade. So ako naman, what I usually do to get that price is, my biggest mistake before was I would always tell them the price. Ako lagi na una. What I've learned was, you have no idea how much these people make.
Yeah, for insurance, right? For insurance.
Yeah, yes. For insurance. Like, I'm like, so many times I've set a price and in my head, it's like, ito lang siguro yung kaya niya. So,
pero yun pala,
find out,
they can do more.
Oh my God, that's like 1/16 of what they can do.
Correct.
And I already thought it was high for them.
Yeah,
correct.
You know? So when I learned that, I would always incorporate what I learned from a Filipino book, actually. I forgot who the author was. But basically, he says there, the kurot versus the dakot.
Okay.
So to translate, kurot means pinch.
Mm.
And dakot means like shovel, right? So I tell my clients usually, I go, okay, so before I give you your coffee, right? Diba? I use coffee as an analogy. I want to know kasi, what are you comfortable with, right? So I know there's a figure in your head. You don't have to blurt it out loud. Later on, I'm going to have to ask what it is because I can't be your financial advisor until I know, right? But
yeah.
Let's just do this exercise we're in. You have this figure in your head. Think of two things. This is entire savings. This is all the money you have. What from that is a dakot, meaning like a whole shovel?
Yeah.
And what from that you would consider a kurot, right?
Yeah.
And I would like to know, all I want to know is, what is that kurot? And is that kurot something you can do on a monthly basis?
Yeah, correct.
And usually the kurot that I have based on my perception of this person's wealth
is really low.
So small compared to what they actually tell me.
Correct.
And I'm just like, so when I hear it, I'm just like, I have to control my excitement. I'm like, that sounds good. Like, because the figure is so huge, usually. I'm like, wow, okay. That's a kurot for you? Damn. Like,
and you gotta know, when you're selling, you have to have your tells then. You have to maintain your
poker,
tells.
It's a poker. It's a
poker game.
Yeah, it is. So I guess yun, that's my ad. Like, I don't know if
that's
applicable
that's correct.
But dapat sila yung magsabi. Tama ba?
Parang sa akin, with some deals, lalo na if it's a company that I know naman is not gonna... Usually, agencies I try to anchor, companies I have them give me
an anchor.
Yeah, kasi when you're working with a company, it's literally their budget, diba? So what is your budget? Give me the budget.
Right,
they're not gonna lowball you kasi they have to spend their budget, diba?
When
it's an agency or someone in a middleman, they need their profit, diba?
Mm.
So
what if it's a freelancer? Like, let's say I'm talking
same. You have to give your anchor kasi
you have to do it.
Yeah, kasi the problem is with some people, the problem is may iba magulang sa ganyan. Like, may iba parang, I've done a deal wherein, ako normally, with any person I work with, I don't even get a big percentage. Minsan, I don't get anything. Minsan, I negotiate, wala lang, because I love the deal, diba? for me, it's annoying. For me, I get to talk to people. For me, honestly, I close the deal within the first 10 minutes and I just talk to them for the hour after.
Yeah.
To be honest, like everybody knows I talk a lot. I think that's a whole,
closing,
like, whole shtick, right? I close it in the first 10 minutes. It's already done. I've done the deal way earlier, early in the thing. Hi, hello. Here's what I want. Okay, done. And then now, you know what? I interview them. I talk to them and all that stuff. Problem with a lot of people is I've done something na I found out later on. Na parang kunwari, got the deal. I gave them the best price na I could give them. Tapos tinatawaran pa ako. So I was like, okay, sige, fine. Then I did the up-value thing. So as far as my deal with that person is concerned, that was the best possible deal because he was, you know, but then you get outsmarted. Not outsmarted, but it out-hustled, I guess, when you find out na the actual deal was worth this much. Ang ginawa nila was basically marked up so high after they got you. Kasi sila naman, they could have bargained with someone else, right? Mm. So ako, learning from that was, you know, when you're working with a middleman, get the best price talaga you want. Like literally, you're not negotiating with a middleman. You want to get your price. Kasi once they go to the client, at least that's something you're happy with. Whenever I talk to anyone, it's like, oh, okay na ba to? Okay na ba to? I always tell them like, saan ka masaya? Ano yung budget na, even if you find out, kunwari, let's say masaya ka na with X pesos, right? When you find out na binenta yun for 100% of it, are you gonna feel bad or not? Diba? Dapat hindi, kasi you got the best na you wanted for it.
That's right.
So that's where you anchor. So when you're talking in the middle person, you anchor. When you're talking to a brand, normally they have budget. So ako, I don't want to over. I always tell them, normally this is what I charge, but what is your budget? Because I don't want to go, I don't want them to find a way to pay me pa. Like for me, it's like, I want you to be happy. So if that's your budget, we'll work under that budget. But
as long as it's not below my anchor.
As long as it's not below my anchor, and as long as, I always say nowadays, it's like, give me your budget, I'll tell you what we could do for that. So I'm automatically upselling them for the budget. Normally, I would give this for the budget, but you know what? I'm not just giving you that. Not just one post, not just two posts. Like, you up value automatically. So at the end of that first 5-10 minutes, wala na, masaya na sila. Masaya na yung client because you're giving them way more value. And then you tell them what the value is worth. Like, you know what? Normally, I'd give this. And you're not cheating them out of anything. You're actually giving them more because you want to have more business. The goal of any deal is to have more business.
Continuity.
The goal of any continuity. You guys are win-win. You want to continue doing it. Some people kasi talagang gahaman lang. And that's, I think number one thing that I've learned from sales talaga is, you know, it's a win-win thing, right? And I love, you know, I love talking to people. I love, because most of the time, once you get to a certain amount of, whether you're selling insurance or you're selling, you're talking to different people every time. You're talking to the most interesting people then, like whether it's a client or an agency. And then eventually they'll become your friend. So if you cheat them out of something, then they'll hate you for it, diba, for the rest of your life.
And you lose a friendship.
But, correct. But if you create value, that's not the only thing. You can move to a company, you could sell other things. And ito, true to me, na most of my agency friends or most of my client friends, they're my friends until now. They've moved to other companies. In fact, a lot of the work that I get now are because of friends that I've had for 10 years. And I haven't seen them in 10 years because we bonded lang over. The bro at first sight lang at that time.
Yeah.
But 10 years later, they're like, hey, you're still working pala with this, no? I work here na. Can we get you for this? Because I trust you. You know, you're good. We worked with you before. Yeah. We were happy with what you
relationship
did.
Relationship business.
No, that's the sale. Eh. The sale is you. You are the sale. That's what a lot of people don't know. People think it's the product, but no, you're selling yourself. Because when you get to a different business, you know, Justin is in the long run will be a producer, you know, or whatever. Mm. Danny in the long run will be an entrepreneur with you already are, but like you'll have your restaurant. You finally have that. One of the businesses na I thought was interesting that Justin told me when we were reconnecting again was that you had a business that was healthy food.
Yeah.
Diba? Now, what is the name? Heath or something?
Heath. Yep. Yeah. Another joint venture.
Justin was my partner also.
I never knew why it was never health. Why was it Heath?
It was because I wanted to have a mystique of it sounding foreign.
Correct.
Like, you know how Yellow Cab sounds foreign, but it's actually Filipino owned.
Correct. Well, it's a good technique nowadays. But yeah, I love the concept of it.
Yeah, I'm not giving up on it.
You know what it is? It's basically your fast food, but with healthy ingredients, basically, right?
Like basically, like you're in McDonald's, but everything on the menu is healthy.
Yeah, I guess.
Basically.
Yeah. So I think you know what it is. Like, there is a market for that. It's just the timing lang, the location. Ako nga, when I was hearing about it, I was like, dude, why did you put it in that location? There's no food.
There. Yeah, Danny, why'd you put it in that location, huh?
Parang, honestly, you put it in that location. And let's say the location. Anyway, it's Poblacion, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I just present this now? When I was like, dude, you're putting it in the heart of Poblacion, right? Yeah. Your operating hours are when people are drinking, right? And when people are drinking, they don't want to eat healthy.
The last thing they want is to eat.
They're like, okay, you know what? Nah, I'm drunk already. Screw it. Let's go for that greasy ass burger.
That's so true.
Oh, and then, but
I,
no.
I learned that the hard way. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
I think also the main driving factor as to choosing that as the location is because some of the big investors that wanted to put money in wanted it there. So
you know what?
It's like if they don't put it up there, we won't give you the money.
I'm not that close to you yet at that time, but what I would have said was, look, if that's what they want, let's say you give me that information, right? I would have said, okay, fine. They want to have it there. Uh-huh. But make sure that you buy that property. Because if you buy that property and it doesn't work, then you could sell that for a higher price.
At least.
And you get back everything. Because that was an up-and-coming place and getting a spot there is really hard. Mm. Like that's the thing. Like, parang, I don't know. When I was a kid, you know, I saw that guy on TV. My dream job, honestly, is to be a consultant. I love that. Mm. I love talking to people. I love sales, but I love the consultancy. I love teaching. I love mentoring.
Me too. Oh my gosh.
That's why a lot of the people, honestly, there's a lot of, whether they're, I don't know, even if it's Justin Lang or Danny or whatever, or even a lot of big named like YouTubers or creators that go to me and go like, then ask me about something. And you know what? I tell them what to do. I even sometimes broker it for them and I don't ask anything. Because
you enjoy it. It's really our passion.
That's the passion. My passion is the someone asking you for help and you're a problem solver. There you go.
This week, actually, Jaco and I were on the phone for maybe three hours. Just talking. Just talking business ideas and stuff like that. And like it started out with, you know, just a meeting about on call and, you know, what we should do and all this. And then next thing you know, it's like bam, like we're talking for almost 2-3 hours. And it's crazy because like there's a lot of value there. And like, and he was really pumped up. I mean, we ended at like 1:30 in the morning, right?
Oh yeah, that was this conversation. We talk a lot, but yeah, that was that conversation.
We ended at 1:30 in the morning. I'm thinking to myself, like, he's got to get back to his kid. Like, he's going to be up so early tomorrow.
No, he's fine. Kid's fine.
But like, I was just like, okay, I'm getting a lot of good stuff from this. And like, and he's into it. He's super into it.
Yeah.
So we kind of just went with it.
That's a win-win for me. Like, if Justin does well, you know, that's great.
We talked about that state of flow. And that state of flow, if you remember, I don't know if it was in one of our episodes, but basically it's that feeling when you can do this forever. And it's what a lot of athletes feel when they're doing their sport, or it's what artists feel when they're doing their art form. And it's what entrepreneurs feel when they're doing their business. And I guess it's how you feel when you're sharing and consulting or teaching.
Yeah.
That's also how I feel. Like, did you guys take this aptitude test back in college where
ENOJ, maganon?
Yeah, they basically tell you that
Myers-Briggs. Yeah,
the Myers-Briggs.
No. The one that tells you your career path that's ideal for you. The one that gives you your top 3 career options.
I'm pretty sure we did at some point, but I won't remember that. Myers-Briggs is the popular one.
Yeah.
The one I remember, my top 3, huh? So funny. Like, professor, right? Professor in a college, guidance counselor, or something to do with psychology, and the last was pastor.
Well,
so it's like all of them are like, someone in front of a stage teaching or, you know, talking to people.
Yeah.
All 3 of them.
So yeah.
It's funny lang.
I have to say, guys, like we were just talking about this over the break, but, you know, like this is, well, the break. There was a break. Secrets.
There was a banyo break.
There was a banyo break in between. We have to go to the bathroom. We don't talk this long.
We're not aliens, guys.
Yeah. No. But you know what? We were talking about it. Like, we were supposed to pick up from the last episode, but we ended up just free-flowing to this topic. And I really like what we're doing now. And maybe we could do this more in the future. And for those of the uninitiated or the people who are just listening right now, we were supposed to talk about something else. We didn't have a game and all that stuff. We ended up talking about a topic. And I think we'll do more of this. we'll just have a topic. You know, next time we could talk about, I don't know, positivity and all that stuff. I don't know, whatever flows, right? But yeah, I just wanted to point that out because like right now we've been talking for over an hour and 20 minutes maybe about selling, about sales, about the value. And this might be value for someone else, you know, like, so if you're listening, just be honest. You know, honest is a very stretchy thing when it comes to sales, right? Because you got to make a sale. So if you're honest, then you're selling things at like the right amount and you're not making profit. Be, how would you say it? Not honest, but be honest, siyempre, fair.
Be fair.
Be fair. Yeah, be fair. Wag kamang lamang, like, you know, with your fellow man or whatever. Because that's just wrong. But if you want to be a good salesman, like what would be your biggest advice? Start with Justin. Like what would be your biggest advice to anyone who wants to sell anything or you want to sell yourself as a creator? What would be
yourself?
Yeah, not in that way. Yeah, not in that way. But
this is Danny.
Biggest sales advice to someone.
My biggest sales advice, I guess, for me, I can sell. But I feel like I'm really the guy just on stage, period. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. You are the product.
Yeah, I'm a communicator. I'm not necessarily a closer, right? I feel like I can bring people to like an elevated state where the closers can come in, right? Okay. Like, I like to do the conversation. I like to just connect with people and that's it. And then find something good. Yeah. So just keep that in mind as I answer that question. But for me, the biggest thing is your heart behind it. I mean, of course, you have to provide for yourself. But like what Danny was saying, kanina, do you believe in your product? Is it something that will really add value to these people, right? So for me, it's always going to be like that. It's what are you selling? Who are you selling it to? And will it actually benefit them? And, you know, I guess for Jaco naman, my answer that would be in line with what he was saying is, can you see a future with these people, right? Can you see yourself benefiting from them and providing them a good quality service a couple of years down? So I guess that would be my biggest thing is, where is your heart at with it? Is it, I just want to be a millionaire, period? Or is it, I want to actually serve people. I want to actually make people's lives better. And hey, by me doing that, it makes my life better too, financially and, you know, emotionally, you know, self-actualization wise too.
Correct. Yeah. How about you, Danny? What would be your biggest advice anyone who's trying to sell anything, right? Like whether they're trying to make a deal for their new business or they're selling insurance or, because all of it is sales, like, you know, all of these things are, it's salesmanship. So what would be your biggest advice to anyone who wants to get into it?
Like what is, the biggest thing is, what is your why? As in, yun talaga. And I've been to many inspirational speaking conventions and had many mentors selling different things. Like I've had mentor in real estate, in insurance, in networking. Marami na akong napagdaanan na mentors, teachers, and all of them would probably agree to this. What's your why? You have to find out the driving force because that will propel you to go above and beyond what you think you can achieve when it comes to sales.
I love that you bring that up because I was in grade school and one of the biggest things that, I mean, for both you guys know me like this, but I'm like a sponge and we've talked about this on a different show. Like I love picking apart certain things from what I learned from other people and growing with that. And one of the biggest things I've ever learned is that find your why. So there's this, I believe it's a foreign guy, went to my school to talk, you know, you have your retreats and whatever, but alam ko it was grade school or early high school, like freshman year or something. And then he was like, if you ask yourself 5 whys, you will find your actual why. Diba? Parang, or not my actual why, but your existence, I guess. Parang, why am I doing this? Because I want to earn money. But why do you want to earn money? Because of this. And then you ask yourself, you always ask why after why. You dig deeper. And ever since that's a great advice from Danny. You got to know why you're doing it. Then you tie it into Justin's thing about, like, you know, your heart into it. Because you have to have both your heart and your brain when you're doing this thing. Mm. You can't be so emotionally attached to something, but you know you have to put your heart into it because these are real people you're dealing with. Yeah. Right? You can crash their business down. You can take away their money. And then what? Are you happy? Are you happy at the end of the day? Sa akin naman, I'll wrap that whole thing up. Minus what makes you happy. Because then if you have empathy, then you have empathy to the people you're selling then. Because you know, yun nga, we go back to win-win. You want them to be happy. You want you to be happy.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, it's not about money. It's about the contentment of it all. The success is not really money to me. Success is, are you happy doing what you're doing? So you have, at least, ang ganda lang ng ano natin. You have your purpose, you have your heart into it. And sana it's really happiness. And that's the goal to life to a lot of people who are listening. And I know it sounds profound coming from sales and like multi-level marketings. And like,
a lot of it is profound that not many people understand how passionate these salesmen are. Like, and how much drive it takes to be in this career path as a salesman. My God, it's not easy.
For people who don't have sales backgrounds, or they've never tried to sell anything in their life, you might think that salesmen are annoying or salesmen are selfish or are just trying to scam you or whatever it is. But if you think about the economy, okay, if you think about how everything works, so much of it is driven by sales. And like, and so much of what you have right now, probably, you didn't know you needed and you actually needed, but you didn't know that until someone tried to sell it to you. Right? Like this condo, for example, right? So I'm buying this place, right? Like I'm paying my amortization and stuff. I started in 2015. The reason why I have this place is because I went to this developer's site, right? Because I was looking to rent, right? We were looking for a place to move, to rent. And then na sales talk kami. Like, oh, hey, come downstairs, may free food. And so we thought that the presentation for this, for the place that we wanted to rent, was that's what was going to happen with the whole free food thing. Apparently, bagong project pala, di ba? Pre-selling pala. And then
open-minded
we're like...
Open-minded ka ba?
Open-minded ba kami? And so I was with my mom and we're like, oh, yeah, you know what, fine, we're already here. It's going to take 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is. Okay. And so they present it and then they say, oh, because this the value is going to be like this and this year. Oh, and they're going to build a bridge and that's going to increase the value even more and blah, blah, blah. And then they closed me, you know how? They said... Oh. If you sign up, then we will give you an extra 20,000 pesos worth of GCs to the resort in Boracay or something.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, all right, 20,000 bucks. That's the that's a pretty good value.
That's the up value, diba? Like it doesn't have to be something that's it could have been worth nothing to them, right? To give, but to you.
Yeah.
To you, that's value.
Yeah.
Diba?
But check it out, right? I wouldn't have this place, right? And thank God for this place. I have good internet here, way better than like where my parents are at, right?
Yeah.
I have my own space where I can do these live streams and the podcast and stuff like that.
Correct.
Like this never would have happened if that salesman, that saleswoman didn't kind of trick me into going to the presentation.
And people are trying to make a decent living with this. They're not trying to... I'd say like 70% are trying to make a decent living out of it, right? Like, I saw an article kanina and natuwa ako kasi given the pandemic, people are trying to pivot. There's a girl, I saw an article of a girl who ended up reselling and she made, I don't know, 90,000 in a month or something like that from reselling. You know, and I think she was saying something like, you know, she didn't expect to do that, but, you know, you got to find your... You got to find your way through things.
Yeah.
And this is a way of doing it. This is just like any other job, except that, you know, I think Justin pointed out a lot of us are going to be annoyed about it, and all that, but they're just trying to make a living.
Yeah.
And you have to listen lang. And, you know, if you get sales talked into it, see if it has value to you.
Yeah.
If na sales talk ka talaga, which is me and my dad, we watch late night, what do you call it?
Shark Tank?
Infomercials.
Oh, okay. Right.
Not Shark Tank, like, buti nga we don't watch that, but infomercials. And we're the type of people who would be like, sold.
Same,
all right,
same.
I love it.
Yeah, same, I love
it. We have everything from the Abflex. I guess you remember the Abflex. So yeah, it was the first.
It was like a triangular
product.
Thing.
Then you
push it to your chest. Yeah.
We had the Abflex. We had everything that you ever sold. Because the people on, if you want to learn sales, watch, I don't know what exists nowadays, but watch infomercials. Because the way they sell there is textbook.
Yeah. It's the purest form.
Purest form. Because they have a product. They believe in the product. Go to Kickstarter. Like I'm the kind of guy that if I knew how to, I'm just super old school that I hate, you know, credit cards on my computers and all that stuff, that I would have bought every Kickstarter product. I'm a guy that I love it when people can get me to buy.
Oh,
because I appreciate it. They're trying to make a living. They said they get me to buy a product. But if the product sucks, then I hate them for life. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's more like you believe in it. This, right? You believe in what they're selling. So
yeah,
yeah.
So, and you can always say no. Okay, so yeah, and you can always say no. I mean, if you have the time, fine, listen to them. If what they give is something that might be of value to you, then okay, fine, buy. But
yeah,
if not, then just say no. And that's fine.
So on that note, like from the seller's perspective, for those of you who are already selling and have difficulty getting appointments, so yeah, I'm going to share a little tip of how I do it. Because we're already on the topic, so I might as well.
Fine, we'll close it with that.
Okay, so this is what I learned from my mentors, and they call it funneling the appointment.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's do a little role play here. Okay, so who
Jacko. Jacko likes to be sales talk. Let's do it.
Okay.
Sell, man. Sell away.
So ganito.
Sell away, yeah.
Ganito, okay. So I'm a salesman. Doesn't really matter what I'm trying to sell, but the focus of this exercise is I need to set an appointment with you.
Correct.
Okay? And your premise is you really don't want to see me.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to be sales talk in a way.
Yeah, like I am, which is usually the case anyway.
Which is most of the case. Yeah, most of the time. Yeah. It's all hustle. Go.
So I'm gonna do what I usually do, and I'm gonna like debrief after. Like I'll break it down as to what I was doing as I was doing it, right?
So yeah. Okay, but then right. We do improv, no? I'm kinda used to this thing.
Hello, Mr. De Leon.
Hi, hello.
Hi, yes, it's Danny here. I was the one who gave you the flyer in the mall the other day. I was wondering if you wanted to sit down and discuss it further.
Yeah, sorry, busy.
You're busy. Okay, I understand. That's actually why I took the time to call. I understand that you've got a lot on your plate. So I was just wondering, like, since you're busy and all, are you more free on weekends or weekdays?
I don't know. I'm sure I'll get back to you about the time. Baka next time na lang, if ever.
Yeah, pero without just talking about the time, like weekends or weekdays are better.
Oh, weekends for sure.
Weekends for sure. Okay, so yeah. So you don't know the time, ano? But
no, no. Yeah.
I'm guessing definitely not a Sunday. That's a family day for you, am I right?
Yeah, it is.
So between a Friday night or a Saturday, what do you think?
Baka better Saturday, I guess, if ever. I mean,
Saturday. Okay. Yeah. Saturday I'm usually out and about. Whereabouts do you live, ba?
Good one, ah. So to tip for a lot of people. Okay. Always, never. You know what I hate? I hate it when people ask you to go to their area. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, so yeah, always ask where they're from because you should be that flexible. Anyway, yeah, so yeah, let's say I live in... Back to character. I live in Pasig.
Pasig, okay. Yeah. So you know what? I usually go to Pasig because there's a pet store that sells this specific pet food that medyo maarte yung aso ko, so I'm gonna go there.
Yeah.
I'll be in the area. Like, what time are you usually up? Since it's a weekend, of course, you might be sleeping in.
I don't know. I mean, if ever, you know, it's like 1 p.m. Maybe after lunch would be best, siguro.
Perfect. Listen, so I'm gonna go do my errands in the morning, and how about I give you a call in this area here, and
correct,
then I say the area, coffee's on me.
Usually, ako, I would, whenever someone does that, I would really try to postpone it, but if you're really persistent, like usually you end up just, you don't want to be mean because they're being so nice, like what you're doing now. Then, let's say I go like, yeah, sige, can we do like 2 o'clock?
Sige, 2 o'clock. All right, this area, 2 o'clock. I'll see you then.
Sige.
So, tapos, eto na, let's break it down. So, that was the call, right?
Correct.
So, let's break down what just happened, guys, for those of you who's listening. Funneling the appointment is basically you're taking the bigger picture and making it smaller.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? If you noticed, I started with two chunks, big chunks, weekends and weekdays. Had he said weekdays, I would have been Monday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Thursday.
Mm. Yeah.
You're always working in laws of duality here. So you're basically making the decision for them.
Yeah.
So that they don't really have time to think, you know. All they really have to do is just pick.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And a lot of magic's this way. Then a lot of magic artistry, all of it works with this kind of dualism.
Yeah.
Dualism kind of concept. Now you're trying to funnel them into what you
decision.
Want.
Yeah. Exactly.
Into the decision. Yeah.
Correct. So so from weekends, weekdays, you pick 2 days, and since he chose weekends, I already dialed it down to 2 because Sundays usually talaga family day naman talaga yon eh.
Yeah, so you knocked off one of the options.
Para maging dalawa ulit.
Dalawa na lang, yeah. Correct. So, that's a very good suggestion.
And then at that point, of course, the customer's king all the time. Customer's king. You have to put them on a pedestal talaga. So I had to make it easier for them by already offering my logistically going to them, me going to them instead of them.
Very
going
well
to
done.
You.
Yeah.
Right. So the task there is to basically find out whereabouts they live. And then you can just make up an excuse about you're buying your dog food or whatever.
And minsan it hits. Minsan it hits.
Yeah. Like as usually,
you open up
a
connection.
Eh.
You gotta get a you gotta open a connection.
That's right.
We should have a part two of this.
Okay, actually, I was thinking this would be perfect now that we've established, I guess, our foundations in sales. Our foundations in sales. Now would be a great time to bring in someone like Chinky Tan.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Let's go. Let's not call him now.
We've been going on experts.
Okay, so here's a fun fact about Chinky, right?
Oh.
He used to sleep over at our house.
Oh, what?
Back in the day. Yeah, he used to sleep over at our house because he's good friends with my brother. He used to do movies. He was in some of my dad's movies then. And that's how I know him. And then later in life, I just see him doing... He just hit 1 million subscribers, I think, on YouTube or close or somewhere thereabouts. And this guy is the most genuine salesman that you're ever going to hear because he wants you to be good. He wants you to be okay. He doesn't want to take anything from you, really. As in, I'll talk about it in the... We'll ask him in the next one. I don't know if I could disclose it or not. But, you know, he'd be a perfect guy to guest. You know, I'll ask him. I think it would be next. Yeah. So next episode. Yeah, that would be the goal. The goal now is to get...
Parang salesmanship 101.
Something like that. Because like, I remember one of our head pastors in Victory saying like, the best salesman ever was Chinky Tan, okay? He came over to my house and he was trying to sell me a fire extinguisher or something like that, right? And what he did was, he lit his arm on fire.
Oh my God! That is the best.
Yeah, like, best and then, yeah, but oh see, I'm not scared because I have this fire extinguisher.
Oh, I kind of want to ask him that, man.
Fun fact, I actually sold Chinky Tan something.
Okay, so for you guys listening, I will do my best to like, we will do our best to get him on the show. I will use all the stops to anchor him to get on the show.
I'm sure that will be a great show. Like, I'm pumped to learn so much.
Okay. It's kind of like when we have, who do we have on the live show? We had RJ.
RJ,
like,
yeah.
You know, like, okay, look, you know, I'll tell you the reason why I love getting sales talk, right? I love getting sales talk because I want to be a better salesman. Mm-hmm. Not because I just enjoy it. I love the talk. Some people are not great conversationalists, so usually I just try and find a way out. But the thing I love is learning the techniques that they use.
Yeah. Mm. And incorporating embodying it to your own
kind of business, right? Whatever business, if you're an entrepreneur, you gotta know what the best way of selling your business is. Because if you have, let's say you have Heath, right? Which is a fast food place that's healthy. You want to know how best to sell it. So if it's your own business, it's your baby.
The biggest reason why I failed to sell Heath was because I did not embody it physically myself at the time.
At that time. Now, diba? I've
now,
lost this much weight.
I've got a new also passion for health. So I'm like, oh. Okay.
So watch out for Heath. H-E-A-T-H.
M-N-L.
No, but it's a great idea. I mean, I don't know why you went with the pasta, which I think I know you like doing, rather than selling that during quarantine.
It's a specialty kasi to make. It's not as
easy. So it's not as easy. But sayang, that would have been great. Like, I love the idea of it. And I remember Justin telling me about it.
We'll bring it back, Jaco, if you want to be
but
part of it.
But let's not put it, please, in
yeah,
a place
yeah,
that's
for sure.
Yeah, dude. Wait. Yeah. First, man, this show just shows us that we can just talk for hours. We can go on forever. And not
well, you
call
got me.
People.
You got Justin. You got Danny. What? I mean,
so do we call someone? Like, do we just call Inka and then and Danny? You just ask her, open-minded ka ba? And then that's it.
Let's call someone else.
Who do you want to call?
And then we'll practice yung setting an appointment.
Okay. So we're gonna call someone that we're gonna put on the show, and then you do your appointment thing.
Oh man, okay, putting it on the spot.
I think that's good.
How about that?
Okay.
So let's leave this to you, Dan. Right? What is something you want to sell, and to who? Who I can call?
my pasta, I guess.
Your pasta. Who are you going to sell it to?
I don't know. Who can we sell it to? Robbie?
Robbie.
You want to sell Robbie your pasta?
Yeah.
Well, he has a great voice, so I think that would be great to have on call. If you guys don't watch her live show, please do watch it. On Call with Justin, Jacko, Danny.
Okay, but the thing is, Robbie has already expressed interest in... He already said, I'm going to buy it.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, yeah. Another thing in sales is you will always go for your market that is hot. When you do prospecting, when you want to close a deal, you look for the people who already have shown interest that you can most likely already close.
Fine.
I haven't followed up. I never followed up with him.
All right, fine. Here we go. So I'm going to call him up. All right. I'm going to call Robbie. And then, bahala ka na dan, ha?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be calling Robbie Joseph. He's been our guest on Call Live for 2 weeks straight now.
Yeah.
He's a pro voiceover artist, one of the top in the Philippines. And he's also Danny's bandmate in the Acapellas. And he already said that he was going to buy pasta from Danny. So now Danny's going to show us, the clothes. And let's see how it goes. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Robbie.
Yo, man. What's up?
It's Danny.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Hey, brother. So, diba, we've been having you on Call Live. Right now, we are literally, currently, you're live on our Spotify recording as we speak.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm in bed, man.
You're what?
I'm in bed. I gotta sleep early. I've got an early day tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So, bad timing. We were just gonna like talk a little bit, pero since you have to rush, I guess I'll just ask, when did you want me to deliver that pasta?
Oh yeah, hey, I forgot about that. Yeah. Whenever it's ready.
I'm making a fresh batch tomorrow, so do you want it in a tray ba or just a solo?
How much is a tray?
Tray is good for 10 people at $8.99.
$8.99. Not a lot of people are going to eat here because everybody's on keto.
I could do a half tray. I could do a half tray for 500.
Yeah, half tray.
Okay, carbonara or bolognese?
Go with bolognese.
All right, so yeah, tomorrow then, kita kits. Thanks for being on the recording.
All right, man.
Cheers.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, right. Robbie.
Have fun.
Yeah, all right, see you, Rob. Have a good one, dude.
Yeah.
Okay,
see, that was a good sale.
And also, let this be a lesson to anyone out there, okay? If you want to successfully close sales, start a podcast.
No, and don't call anyone at 10 o'clock to sell them pasta. But good job on Danny, though. Good job on Danny. So if you want to break that down... One, it is someone that you know was interested, na?
Yeah, that's the number one. You go for warm markets.
You go for exactly. And then you wanted him to buy. He's going to buy anyway. So you just negotiated with him on like, okay, I'll give you a half tray.
What did he want?
Yeah. Oh, there's not a lot of people here. Okay, I could do a half tray. Mm-hmm. See, not a lot of people can adjust. And then look, it's a quick sale. After that, you know what? If he's down to talk, he would have talked to us for, you know, if he didn't have an early day. So I think that's
also like, guys, you can still close a sale even if the person's in a rush.
Yeah, exactly. I love doing that, you know, because I love talking to them. Because normally I don't see these guys for a long time and these are like my friends then. So I'm just like, okay, game. Okay, tapos na tayo magbenta. Okay na ako. Let's talk about other things because I haven't seen you in a while.
I would have done, if he had more time, I would have talked about the OMAD because he's been trying it out. Diba?
Correct.
Warmed up into it then, diba? And then eventually, like in passing na lang yung, oh, by the way, diba, you wanted to get pasta. Ganun.
Yeah, but good job. Like Danny made the sale.
Made the sale.
Woo!
On the show.
And since we have the podcast, Danny, please plug your pasta business.
So for those of you who want to try the pasta that put me through college, right? The recipe that was in my family for 12 years, my blood, sweat, and tears went into this. It's called Presto PH, right? So we do carbonara. We do bolognese and we do tuna pesto. Just go to Instagram, Presto PH. We have half trays, full trays, and solo orders. Up for grabs. I'm cooking a fresh batch tomorrow. And I usually have one for every Saturday pickup. Yon.
Okay, then there you go. Cool, there, man. You have it, guys. If you want to get the pasta that took Danny through college and really... It really started this whole entrepreneurship kind of run, and it's good. It's great. And yeah, where else can they find it?
So Instagram. On Instagram, we also on Facebook.
Okay, then there you go.
At PressRPH. And don't forget to follow us as well. It's On Call with JJD. It's at On Call with JJD on Facebook and Instagram. We really should make a Twitter already. That's coming soon, I think.
Yeah, you know what? Let's just make one.
Yeah, don't forget to follow us as well. It's at Justin Quirino for me.
At Jacket De Leon for me.
At Danny Moini for me.
And on Wednesdays, we do On Call Live with Inca too, and with whoever else, like Robbie. It's a free flow show. We don't know what happens, and it's a lot of fun. So do join us.
Be a part of our Wednesday podgada.
Yeah.
The people have coined that for us now, and because we're, you know, talking to a lot of podcasters, and we are podcasters ourselves, and Inca obviously is a podcaster herself, so... You know, we have our Wednesday podcast. I make it a habit. Make this a habit. It's usually out on Mondays. You know, this podcast. Usually we have guests, but I don't know. I'm enjoying this a lot. We might just grab the guests and just... So if you guys like this kind of episode, please do share it and listen to it more so that we will end up doing more of these.
For sure, man. Yeah. And with that, this has been On Call with Justin.
Jacko
and Danny.
Ever, ever, oh, ever, ever, yeah. On call. Oh, ever, ever, oh.